T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't see a path to victory with all the Bears' injuries.
Who cares? What's the point?
Even with Tampa's injuries.
Who the hell cares?
The Bulls were one of the strongest brands in the NBA, and it's my hope to get the Chicago Bulls back to relevancy and get that brand back to where it's cool again.
Chuck Swirsky's in the house.
You've got the makings of a really good basketball team. Yeah, you played that clip with Caruso. And if you're a basketball fan and love a guy who just goes, I'm just playing hoops, I'm just balling, that's Caruso.
Levine, dribble drive on Frank Jackson, jump pass, right quarter, Caruso for three, bam! Alex Caruso for three, deep in the right corner, and dropping a dime is Zach Levine.
The best teams that I have ever been around are really, really connected. You know, I just think it's really hard to be good if you're not a connected group and there's not an accountability. You feel a personal accountability to the guy standing next to you. This has been a good group.
On the inbounds, it goes to Lee. Rejected by Caruso. Out of bounds. Alex Caruso is doing it all.
Ball for Caruso. Triple double.
Chance of MVP for Alex Caruso at the line.
It's hard to say I'm used to it, but like people kind of sprinkled him in here and there over the years. So like for me, it's just kind of another thing. I wish they'd save him for like the real MVPs of the team, like when Zach gets going or DeMar's cooking or something. But I'm never gonna, you know, never gonna deter that. I'm appreciative.
Shy slam a jammer, go get it, Captain! Woo!
Bulls go to Toronto, up 3-0 to start the season.
Bulls fans,
all year long.
Basketball.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Certainly the most enjoyable story of the sports weekend in Chicago. The 3-0 Chicago Bulls. Nicely done, Chris Tannehill. Top of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo.
I do love the bait and switch. You predicting the blowout that, of course, ended up being the case.
Yeah.
And then the doctor himself, Dr. NBA, leaning into the Bulls extra hard. I got in, by the way, on FanDuel for tonight, DeMar DeRozan for the first basket. And I'm going over on DeMar DeRozan at 20.5 points in Toronto.
Nice.
For the return game, thinking the Bulls are going to feed DeMar and help him have a big game tonight.
I like it. That's a narrative bet.
Yes.
For Matt Spiegel. I like it.
That's how I roll on those.
Well, I'll tell you.
Sir.
The idea that that Bears game was just like a complete sunk cost. Not if you gamble. Just bet Tampa minus 12.5. That was a real enjoyable, easy cover.
Yeah, that wasn't decided until the end of the first quarter.
That's right. It took a long time to
actually, it was 21-0 after one.
Yeah, 21-0 after one. So you were covering comfortably after one quarter.
35-3 at the half.
Yeah, that was a easiest and, frankly, only winner of my weekend. Maybe there was a second one in there somewhere. It was a rough NFL Sunday.
Yeah, by the way, in Parkins versus Spiegel, your boy went 3-0.
Did you?
Oh, yes. This shows you what paying attention does and actually giving it some time and some thought processes there.
That's a bold strategy out of you.
Yeah, I know. So I'm 3-0, and I think, what'd you go, 1-2?
I didn't look at my records. I don't know. I think 1-2. I don't know. We'll have it back to you for you by Friday. Probably should have it for today. But
nah.
If it was anything like my actual bets,
yeah,
was not good.
Tough week.
Yeah, tough weekend.
You laughed at me today because I said, man, I was so close. The Ravens just blew my parlay. Like, they just didn't come through. And, of course, I parlayed four games together, and the Ravens didn't win. And you're like, close? What do you mean?
They lost 41-17 and were 6.5-point favorites. So you were close in that you were 31 points away from covering.
I just needed them to win as opposed to lose. And also win by six and a half.
So, no, you need them to cover. You're 31 points away in an NFL game from covering your parlay.
That's all. It's not that far.
Yeah, so close. That, my friends, is someone who is new to sports betting. Oh, God. But so last week it's Rodgers. In the middle of the week, it's Brady off of Rodgers.
Yeah.
And then you get the $1 million per game man, Tony Romo, right? He's the highest profile sports analyst in the game. It's the number one crew. It's being sent out to, you know, huge percentage of the country, like 90% of the country, the 325 slot on CBS.
And I was so looking forward to Tony Romo breaking down Justin Fields. And he did have his moments doing that during the course of the game.
Yeah, and he did. And then it stopped really being about the game. And, well, let's just take a listen and relive together. Imagine Virginia McCaskey not traveling to the game. Right, I don't know if she did or didn't. I know she goes to most games. But let's imagine her not traveling to this game for some reason. And she's sitting at home. Maybe she's with George. Maybe she isn't. And she's watching the game. She's locked in. The rule at the McCaskey household, for the sake of this conversation, is no talking during the game. Only talk during commercial breaks. We want to hear what they're saying about the Chicago Bears. This would be a sampling of what you might have heard.
This is not going well for the Bears right now. And they're going to go for it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is huge, Jim.
This is huge.
This is going to come down. This is probably going to determine the game.
Could be. Bypassing a field goal, a chippy field goal that they might need.
Third and 10. It still isn't over, right? Chicago's in this. It's 21-0. They just need a play or two to go their way.
I actually think you're serious.
And Simmons needs to block somebody a little bit better.
Suck up. 33 yards. That's no good.
I told you they're back in it.
Watch out. Here come the Bears.
You wonder, what can Chicago do to keep this game competitive? You're realistic. You know there's a chance it could go exactly the way it has.
I think they would need to start over. That would be first. And then the second part would be...
How much do you think you will see of Brady in the second half?
But he's going to play into the fourth. I promise you he's playing into the fourth. He wants to get 620 touchdowns today.
By the end of the day.
That's what he's really looking forward to. So, just a rough first half for the Bears. I mean, really nothing, right?
What embarrassment will next week bring?
I didn't catch the giggling in real time.
Oh, yeah.
There's some Romo giggling mixed into that. Just derisive, derisive little thoughts about the Bears. And that thing at the beginning where he's like, this is huge, Jim. This is big. They're up 35-3.
Yeah, they're mocking the game. Now, part of that, to be fair, is not all anti-Bears. It's lopsided, right? If they were calling Packers Saints the first week of the year where the Packers lost by 5 touchdowns, a lot of that commentary would hold. If you line up for a field goal down 35-0,
sure.
They're
trying to have a good time.
Part of it is just a talk show breaking out in the middle of a game broadcast that happens to be a blowout. But start the game over. It's the Bears are right back in this thing. Here come the Bears. Like, you know what I mean? Like that stuff is team specific, knowing they've got absolutely no shots.
I really don't think this is a great indication of Chicago. They're better than this. I mean, this is
Yeah, not much.
Not really, actually.
Much better than that.
It's a 35-point loss, Tony. 35-point loss. That's the Bears' worst loss since November 9th of 2014. That's when they lost to the Packers, Danny. 55-14. And that was a couple weeks after Tom Brady's Patriots put up their 50 burger against the Packers. So these
is downright embarrassing. This is a proud franchise that's being humiliated here tonight.
That's Collinsworth from that game. And so you've got same two quarterbacks, two games in a row, and we're wondering how motivated by embarrassment the McCaskies are. Virginia not watching, though, on TV, so she would have had – maybe she's listening now. Maybe Virginia's listening now and heard the Tonight Show remix.
She was at the game? Do we know – I mean, she goes to most. I don't know if she traveled to Tampa.
I was going off you. I thought you said she was at the game.
I'm saying I assumed she was at the game, but we don't know. We didn't know if she was
there. I think
it
was George dressed up like Virginia.
Okay.
Just to keep appearances.
Perfect.
Somebody's got to go.
Yeah. Someone, I'm sure, was there. She normally travels, but I don't know if she makes it to every single game. But it's just – the thing is, man, that it can go one of two ways here. At the end of the year, they could be, you know, 7-8, 9-win team. Fields shows some progress, and they can point to some impressive wins amidst a tough schedule.
Mm.
Or, in their high-profile spots the rest of the year, they can keep getting embarrassed, and they will pile up, and that will be we will have a montage, right? We'll be able to add that to Brady's comments, to Rodgers' "I own you," to Peyton Manning in 2 weeks on the Manning cast, against the Steelers. And then I'm sure Joe Buck has a game for them in there somewhere against the Packers. And then who's calling the Thanksgiving game, you know, against the Lions. And all of a sudden we could put together 5 or 6 national TV high-profile figures to embarrass them.
What a stinker. That's Buck on Thanksgiving, right? Is it got to be the Bears?
Is that
the
Fox game? I'm not. Sure, they normally do the Cowboys game.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
just because it's NFC.
Fox and CBS are not AFC, NFC specific anymore.
I'm confused
because
by that.
Yesterday was a CBS game and it was two NFC teams.
Yeah.
And the game started at 3:25.
Why didn't you call me in the morning and tell me that?
We did 20 hours last week, basically, the majority of it leading up to the game. Yeah. Didn't know what time the game started on Sunday.
It's the worst.
It's all right.
Oh, no, it was
Bears
terrible.
Lions is Fox.
Okay.
Bears Lions is Fox.
Yeah, it is Fox. So I'd assume that will be because it's CBS and NBC, so that'll be Buck.
Yeah, so that should be Joe Buck for the Thanksgiving game. By the way, Darren Revell, always all over the story. The final deal is in for the doctor. All right, he did not get his round of golf. What he got? I'm guessing everyone here on this show that would have given the ball back with no negotiation thinks he got a great deal here, and you're probably right compared to what it was originally. 2 signed jerseys and a helmet from Tom Brady.
That's one more jersey and a helmet more than was originally offered.
A signed Mike Evans jersey and his cleats from yesterday's game.
That's pretty hot.
A $1,000 credit to the team store.
Useless.
And 2 season tickets for the remainder of this year and next season.
Oh, boom! He got season tickets for this year and next. And he got this out of the goodness of Brady and the Bucks' heart because he'd already given up the ball.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. All right. So
That's not bad.
I got absolutely hosed. I think this is the worst businessman ever. This is the blockbuster CEO who didn't recognize Netflix. It could have bought Netflix for $50 million and passed. Like this is one of
is
the worst.
Is that true, by the way?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Famous business story. Blockbuster could have had Netflix super early in the whole thing and had the direct-to-consumer movie model for themselves and passed up. Now there is one Blockbuster store remaining. I believe it's in Alaska.
It is in Alaska.
And it is mostly out of irony.
I still have my Blockbuster card and
that's
in
valuable.
My wallet.
You should definitely keep that.
I do keep it. You know why I keep it? Because I like to break it out like at a dinner when people are fighting over the check. I like to make a big gesture and say, I'll get it. Guys, don't worry. I'll take it. I'll take
Speaks,
care of
thanks
it.
Thanks for paying for my last tab at Blockbuster, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That.
This is your hero. This is your guy who pays for it.
I like that. That's a good bit.
I like to slap down the Blockbuster card when everybody's fighting over the bill. Always gets a laugh. Come on.
Do you ever pay for the bill, besides being with us?
Guys, I always pay for the bill. I do. Always.
Wow.
Sometimes with my driver's license.
Whatever's
handy.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Matt Spiegel. You have the Blockbuster card. Yeah, no, I think it's a terrible deal. I think it's
you think the doctor got hosed?
I think the doctor got hosed and is a terrible negotiator. Yeah, I think that all you add all that stuff up, it's worth, I don't know, what, 15, 20K? maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe if Mike Evans's cleats from being the recipient of the 600th touchdown, maybe that's worth a little more. Maybe it's all worth 25K.
But now he's got all that plus the goodwill of the franchise.
Yeah.
The congeniality of being Tom Brady ball doctor.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He's the Tom Brady ball doctor.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is its own kind of calling card. Like, I would put that on a business card. I am the Tom Brady ball doctor, and the ladies would come running.
I personally would take the 500K and run, but hey.
Stop acting like the 500K is a guaranteed
number. It's an actual
There's
thing.
There's no guarantee about 500K.
But an expert in the field of sports memorabilia estimated 500K, and it could be more or it could be less. Right? I mean, so it's possible. What number should I pretend?
You're looking at the final number, like on the best case scenario, right? Before taxes, before the auction house takes it. And besides, consider the source, like a sports memorabilia person just trying to get their name out there saying, hey, everyone, look at me. I say $500,000.
It is the guy who got who did the Maguire ball for $3 million. And now that Maguire ball is worth like 50K,
that's,
by the way.
That's Todd McFarlane, right? The Spawn guy.
He's the guy who bought it. Yeah. But the Golden Auction House is the guy who Ravel quoted. So he does do high profile. But you're right. I have no idea what it's worth. I have no idea what it's worth.
It's a gamble. And one of the Twitch people were saying, you know, Tom Brady could just tell you to go, you know what, yourself afterwards. And then you got nothing.
How? Yeah. Brady doesn't need to auction. I mean, the person who's going to buy the ball at auction is not Tom Brady.
No, what I'm saying, like the other, you know, other scenario, if you try to play hardball with Tom Brady.
Oh,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
And then if you get not as much as you thought of the auction, then you're really like, man, what did I do? I overplayed my hand here.
Texter says, something is wrong with Danny. I would not be surprised if he is a serial killer.
That's a little far.
Coming from the guy that I accused of being a serial killer earlier in the year, I apologize.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, maybe you killed one guy. You know?
Yeah.
But obviously. Like a serial killer.
Thank you.
He killed the takes were so sharp. And so
the guy drove
hot.
Off the road. Yeah. He was reacting to a take.
We were all at the Danny house. You know what? I'm sad that you two, Tanny and Shane, did not show me some of the furniture that you assembled.
Oh yeah, you guys never got to that part. I should have pointed it out on the tour I gave you.
The table in Owen's playroom was getting a lot of play. A lot of play and look pretty darn sturdy to me, Tanny. I don't know about you. Yeah. I don't see any kids going through that table.
No, it was a big kid. It was, you know, there was more kids there where they were happy with that table than with the that pool there that was closed up for some reason. I mean, let the kids enjoy the pool for God's sake.
Yeah, it was
what a tease.
That was horrifying though, to see the kids like walking out onto the pool cover as if it was a trampoline.
One kid. One time, maybe twice, got away from a parent and walked out on the pool cover. Pool cover, by the way, that we were told could support 1,000 pounds worth of weight.
Right. But you're doing this kid a disservice by just calling him a kid. This is the swaggiest MF-er I've ever seen in my
Pierce?
Entire
life. Was it Pierce?
The best hair.
Oh, unbelievable.
With just
the shocking white blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like chiseled jawline stubble. Did you see his stubble?
Yeah.
Which is surprising on a toddler. His dad, who you guys met, like my sisters had the biggest crush on growing up. Yeah, the kid's a stud.
Yeah.
He's a fox.
He's absolutely. There was an Abercrombie & Fitch model toddler.
Yeah. Right.
I was intimidated by him.
Yeah. It's true.
I was opening the door for him.
Russ, the window guy's doors, by the way. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which held up pretty well with Owen smashing his face up against the screen. We thought for sure he was going through it.
I'm a little worried about Owen on the developmental front because he just kept shoving his head into the screen.
Understandably. You know? Understandably. Very verbal. The other stuff, we're like, I'm not sure.
I was kidding. Right, I realize it's a terrible thing to kid about.
It is, but at least we know he has a healthy respect for water.
Yes, we do.
Yes, of course. Thank you. You guys got to spend some lovely time with my mother without me there to moderate the conversation.
It's true.
And with my wife without me there to moderate the conversation.
I think my real big hero move was as you were following Owen as he was doing laps around the pool and you were doing that daddy thing where you just follow.
Yeah.
I brought you my scotch. I brought you my Highland Park 21 and gave it to you. You know?
That was so nice of you speak,
I thought so. Don't you think so?
It was very nice.
To give Danny some of his own scotch that I had poured in a glass.
Yeah, he did ask for it. He felt like it was a task worthy of being intoxicated for.
Yeah.
I need to be drunker
for this. Yeah, it's true.
I was away from the party.
That is the only story, by the way, with Danny's mom that will get out under the air. You're welcome.
That my mom
we're
going to
show some restraint here.
Wow.
Yeah.
there's a bunch that would just be totally mortifying to her or to me.
Ooh, the listener, I think.
Okay, yeah, they'd be scared for what I grew up with.
I missed those. I don't think I was there for those. I heard her talking a big game like she was giving us content, but I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, it was... Did you guys have a good time?
Had a great time. Thank you for having us. Food was outstanding.
Well, I know, Tanny. I mean, you don't enjoy parties. The food, I was hoping that you guys were happy with the food.
Very, very happy.
Because
the
last time I had a gathering, you might remember, for the 4th of July.
You only got a pound of shrimp.
I got mocked very much for the food.
I thought the meatballs were delicious, the barbecue meatballs.
Steph made those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was everything else was pretty much catered and outsourced, to be honest. But it was we had plenty of food. So... I was just eating the tenderloin and buffalo wings all day yesterday.
I got to tell you, there was a star, though, and the star was Chris Tannehill's daughter dancing to I Will Survive alone, just unprompted, just hanging out, dancing on her own to I Will Survive. And my wife, Christine, thought that was the coolest thing at the party.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I didn't see. I missed that.
Adorable. Adorbs.
The place that I'm at in my... Do you remember like your first time when you realized that like your social events... would have a whole bunch of kids. You know what I mean? It was a weird
pile of kids, yeah.
I don't know, 11 kids at that party. There were a lot of kids there. Mm. It was an interesting dynamic. It felt very midlife. You know what I mean? It felt very adult.
And you're right.
Everyone was gone by 8 o'clock. You know what I mean?
I understand. So that's transitional for you. All your dudes are like negotiating either with the person there or with somebody in absentia about how much drinking time they actually have.
Right. Yeah, okay, I can drink and watch the kid, or you watch the kid and I hang out with the guys and drink a little bit, or vice versa.
Is somebody getting him ice cream cake, or do I have to do it?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's
a different world, man.
It wasn't my first time, but it was the first time that it was like, for me, you know what I mean? At an event like that, I was like, oh man, focus here is really on these kids.
Yeah.
It's not really about me anymore.
That's the way it's going to be.
For like 18 years.
Yeah, for
right?
a long time.
Yeah.
Unless you're... fortunate enough to have split custody? No, that's not fortunate. No, that's the wrong phrasing.
I mean,
it's fortunate in the end. It's not fortunate how you get
there. It's not fortunate at all.
Danny, we wish you all the blessings that come with a divorce.
I was gonna say, wait a minute. This is interesting.
It's not fortunate, but you have to look on the fortunate side of it in order to get through your life.
It's not fortunate for you because you enjoy your kid.
It's
fortunate for divorced parents who hate their kids.
My heart aches missing him. It's brutal. And I know that there are dads out there who can feel me on this. It's absolutely brutal. But you have to embrace that I do have half time for myself.
And if you want that half time, Jeffrey M. Leving, go ahead and give him a call.
There you go.
Divorce attorney.
There you go.
Some extra mentions.
It's not fun. This is not fun.
That's true.
This hour's brought to you by.
I think it might be. Bottom of the hour, by the way, brought to you by DuckDuckGo.
And Jeffrey M. Leving.
Leaving.
Leaving. I thought it was pronounced Leaving.
One time.
Divorce attorney's last name is Leaving.
It should be. It should have been. I want to go through Shane's football takes during the game and grade them on their merit. How they hold up 24 hours later next on the screen.
And there's a swing and a foul ball, and Reardon makes his third catch right up against the screen. No tag. Tell you, this kid's got the nerves of a cat burglar.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Nerves of a cat burglar, our executive producer, Shane Reardon. I enjoyed his sports commentary on the internet. He was getting a lot of reaction. The thoughts were flowing. You don't often share a lot of sports thoughts.
I don't have many.
Yeah. You're not a big sports guy.
Enough to work here.
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
White Sox but thoughts.
I
a lot of White Sox
thoughts. I have other hobbies.
I like that.
Cooking.
Sure.
A lot of them.
Music.
Yeah.
Beard maintenance.
That's a hobby.
Got that down to a science by now.
Yeah, it's more than a hobby. It's science. Do you want, like, hot, medium, or cool? I'm not going to have to do this.
Oh, you've graded them.
I've graded them. I've graded his Bears thoughts during the game.
Why don't you start with the cool? Start with the cool take.
All right. The one that, and I'm defining that by not going to elicit a lot of controversy.
Right. I know what you meant.
Okay. there's absolutely zero reason Matt Nagy should go to bed tomorrow night with a job.
So angry, definitive, declarative, Matt Nagy sucks, should be fired.
Yeah, no one's disagreeing. With
I bet he got a ton of support.
Oh, I mean, I counted over 3,000 likes at the time of it. It was a very high, very popular thought. What do you remember? What spurred you to say like that was the thing? That
I think it was the second forced fumble off of blown block.
After no protection.
With no protection on the right side. I think it was the second one.
All right, so that's early.
The highlight, though, from that one is the majority of people responding that makes two of you.
So, oh!
Some folks, not my fans last night on Twitter.
But well, that's because it came after the other takes.
Yeah, after the hottest of hot takes. Right. So that was cool. Medium was, second time in one quarter, Jason Peters has refused to go to the ground to recover a fumble. Get that bum the hell out of here.
Accurate.
Name calling,
right.
Another guy we got to get out of here. But an accurate football read. He did not dive after two fumbles. He Cam Newton, two fumbles.
Yeah, he tried to bend his. He tried to bend down on that first one.
The first one, he did try to bend and reach for it.
Right, but fall your fat ass on the ground over the ball, dude.
Hey, man, gain a little weight, become 39, and then talk to me. Okay?
Well,
gets a little
then
difficult.
Then he shouldn't be in the NFL.
Ding! You might be right about that.
That's part of the problem.
That's why he doesn't have a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, you might have been like when the weight thing. For me, it's the bad back and bending over. Like if I bend over to tie my shoes or pick like a pen that I drop off the ground, it looks laborious because it is.
Right.
It's not fun bending down when you got a bad back.
You might not get back up.
No, it hurts.
Yeah.
So, and here, where I will disagree with get that bum the hell out of here is he's by far the best tackle on the team.
That's true. He's playing very well compared to everybody else.
They can't afford to cut him.
God, he had no chance on that play. He was left alone with a 2-on-1 there. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the medium
take. That was medium.
Yeah.
And this one was very unpopular on the internet.
Yeah, this is the one that made me want to unfollow him. Unfollow my own friend and producer in the middle of the game.
We start to consider yet that Justin Fields might kind of suck?
Have we?
It's too early to even consider that. It's too early.
Huh. I think he might kind of suck.
I think.
Danny?
Well, I was going to reply to
Danny
that. I was going to reply to that thread and be like, man, that's what Danny was saying at the party yesterday. and really just amplify it. But I stayed out of it because I think people tweet too much during the Bears game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My problem was I didn't think you actually believed it.
Yeah, I don't. Come on, dude. What did I say to you in the meeting here this morning, this afternoon, when you walked in? People believe too much of the things I say. You gotta take
classic
me
problem.
As a person with a grain of salt, man.
Classic problem of believing
things. Shane of salt. Shane of salt. No, that doesn't work. Shane grain of salt. Reardon.
Yeah, that's a good nickname. Rolls right off the tongue.
Nailed that one.
What are you talking about?
Danny, cut it. Print it.
You mean dump it?
I just love the idea of the problem with you is that you listen to me and believe that what I'm saying is what I mean.
Yeah,
that's a you problem.
Yeah, people should know better.
It's like the Alec Baldwin of things right now. It's your fault for being in front of that gun.
Have we been following? I know that's my job around here. I've got it.
Not your best analogy. But not your worst.
Yeah, it has its merits.
The person in charge of armory, the armory person, this 24-year-old was in charge of armory, and we don't think she was very good at her job. That's apparently what's going on here. That some of the union workers were saying that professionals are the people who've spent years on sets, people who know this job. You know, these people have it in their blood. I'm calling out the producers. There's no way a 24-year-old woman can be a professional with armory. So the woman in charge of the gun. So my conspiracy theory on Friday that somebody did it on purpose to get back at Alec Baldwin has taken a hit a little bit over the weekend.
It seems like it was just incompetence.
Incompetence.
Yeah.
Massive amounts of incompetence.
That'll get you every time.
Should you be in charge of anything at 24, to be honest with you?
That's a good question.
No, probably not.
Yeah. What were you doing at 24?
I was playing a lot of Tecmo.
Yeah.
Tecmo Bowl. I was a cashier at Armitage Hardware, 925 West Armitage. And I was singing in a couple of bands, selling records at Inside Track Records.
So you were in charge of machinery.
I was driving deliveries around. I was delivering hardware and janitorial items all over the city.
That's a lot of responsibility.
It was a lot of responsibility.
24, I think I was.
Did you have a radio show?
Yeah, in Syracuse, or maybe I had just gotten to Kansas City. I got to Kansas City April of 2011. I was born in 86, so that's So that's 24 and a half. Yeah. So had a radio show, but no other real responsibility, making no money.
Yeah.
Smoking a lot of pot and really doing nothing other than talking about sports.
24, all that 24 by the end of 24, I was an intern for McNeil and Boers. So I was driving to Ronnie's on Cicero and getting beef sandwiches for those guys. That was pretty much my gig.
God, I missed the era with that. I've never worked in the industry with interns.
Never had an intern?
I was an intern, but I've never actually had an intern. Never once. Seems like it would be fun.
It was fun to have them. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying it was fun.
Around, kids. Let me tell you about interns.
It was fun to be one.
It was fun to be one. It was.
So like there was stuff that, you know, giving Yurko back rubs and getting Kreplach soup was fine.
The back rub seems wrong.
Careful.
Oh, I was totally willing. You know, he's just a big, strong guy trying to, you know. Help him out.
I don't know.
Is that wrong? Am I wrong for that?
I mean, I just don't see how you could be any good at it. Do you think like if Yurko felt anything when Danny's back there?
No.
Like, sheepishly, like, you know, touching him.
No.
Like approaching him like he's the chicken parm in the oven.
It's just that the power discrepancy there between Yurk and Danny makes me uncomfortable. And in both professionally and physically.
It was a great experience. You were nothing but amazing to me. That's not nothing untoward happened in any way, shape, or form. Mm. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot with that internship. Not as much from the Salisbury and Rosenblum show as I did from Matt Gerconeri, but, you know, you're an intern. You do things.
Texture's pointing out an interesting point. How old is Justin Fields? At 24, should he be in charge of an NFL offense?
He's the entirety of the hope and future. Like, if you have a shred of optimism in you about the Bears in the next decade, at this point it is tied entirely to Justin Fields.
It sure isn't to Ryan Pace.
Or Matt Nagy.
Correct. Or the McCaskey family. And that power structure.
Or really anyone else on the team. Like, there are nice players on the team, but there is no one on the team that, because of their greatness, you look at and say, they could be the best player on a championship caliber team.
Every week I write down, Roquan Smith is a beast. That's the only name that comes to mind from what you're saying. And I know you can talk about the importance of the position.
Right.
But seriously, that dude... 10 tackles yesterday, a tackle for loss, a pass breakup, and every week I find myself writing Roquan as a beast. It was the TFL when he sniffed out the screen and went and attacked. Was it Fournette and just brought him down with a bear hug of a tackle? He's just such a badass.
He's incredible.
Like, he deserves the middle linebacker, inside linebacker money, the Darius Leonard money, the Fred Warner money, whatever it is, he deserves it, in my opinion.
He will get it, probably, because the next one up gets it, and this town loves linebackers, and he's amazing. Darius Leonard, man, 5 consecutive games with a turnover as a backer.
That's amazing.
He is ridiculous. Like, Darius Leonard is, I mean, and again.
That's either forcing or.
Yeah, or recovering a fumble or interception.
That's better.
That is better, right?
That checks out.
5 straight games.
That's crazy.
With being as an inside backer. Now, he rushes off the edge sometimes, but so does Roquan. Like, Roquan will blitz or whatever. Like, and again, doesn't mean that Roquan's not amazing. He is. It's mm-hmm. just, but and Darius Leonard, can he be the best player on a championship team? Probably, I guess, but
sure. I mean, Ray Lewis was the best player on a championship team.
That's true. He had another Hall of Famer on his defense, another borderline Hall of Famer on the right, Terrell Suggs, and
Sam Adams, and he had great players around.
Great players. And different era of football too.
Yes,
different era of football. It's not when I say that stuff, it is not to denigrate Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith could be first team All Pro as an inside linebacker. It's like the defensive version
of first base.
Yeah,
talking about a first baseman's war.
Or like when people around in this town, and I love him as a dude and a, you know, contributor or whatever. But like, Like when Kyle Long was the jersey you saw at Soldier Field,
mm-hmm.
when your best player was a right guard,
yeah.
your team sucks. You know what I mean? When your best player is an inside backer, there's a limited amount of value that is there.
Sure. Derrick Brooks would not have been as valuable on his own if Simeon Rice wasn't there to do damage off the edge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And God, I hope Justin Fields is good. And here's the thing to Shane's question about might he kind of suck. I still think that the resiliency, the toughness, the fact that he looks to throw deep and that results sometimes in him taking too many sacks because even with turnstiles for tackles and no real breakaway speed.
I don't want him to lose that.
No, it's so valuable. You want that touchdown to check down mentality. You don't like Mac Jones, yes, is having more success right now, but that guy is dinking and dunking. Like, I am not seeing special throws from Mac Jones, and it doesn't mean that you can't win that way, but maybe he'll be like the higher floor, lower ceiling version of it.
Yeah.
But I still think that there's stuff there from Justin Fields that is going to produce a very high-level player.
Romo saw some, too. Romo said some nice things about him yesterday, towards the beginning. By the end, he was saying, takes a while in this league. But there was some stuff towards the beginning where Romo
said, I see it.
But I'm seeing, as an organization, you want to see your rookie quarterback get better, right? He's improving. Justin Fields is showing things that you want to see. He's turning and ripping some of these balls in there. He just needs to learn the game right now. That's really what it's about.
His first start was week 3, and you have seen incremental improvement every week.
I have. It's almost like someone comes from Ohio State, right? They just snap the ball, and they just throw to all these great players. And right now, he's got to read the field, and he's got to know defenses. And he's learning every single week, every single rep, and I see it. I actually think he's going to be a really good player in this league.
So Romo thinks a lot of him still. Even after watching him yesterday. And there were moments yesterday where Fields was making throws in rhythm, just stepping back. If you watch Mac Jones, and Boomer, you know, basically said it when we talked to Boomer earlier, Mac Jones is snap, drop back, throw. Quick stuff.
Yeah.
And frankly, that's what Fields should be doing as he learns and as he goes through this stuff and deals with the horrific tackles that they have.
That's right. But this version of Justin Fields right now, whew, it's ugly out there, man. And some of it's on him, right? Some of it is objectively on him. But a lot of it is also on no reps in training camp, game plan, terrible tackles, no difference makers, unfortunately, on offense. And, by the way, are you not surprised that him and Allen Robinson haven't been a little bit better?
Even
with no training camp?
Yeah.
Like, I know that contributes to it, but Allen Robinson has been productive with Mitch Trubisky and Blake Bortles. I'm surprised. Like, that one I don't really get, and I would love some sort of film breakdown explaining it to me. I don't understand why Allen Robinson, who's been productive with awful players, has not been able to do anything with Justin Fields. Is that on A-Rob? Is that on Fields? Is it on calling plays where he's the number one option? Is it about force-feeding it? I legitimately don't know the answer
to that. Yeah, a ton more targets for Darnell Mooney. And as Fields goes through his progressions.
Yeah, absolutely. So that one's just very weird to me. I think we should end the show on some deserved sports positivity as we take you up to Bulls basketball on the score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where we're at right now as fighters and people and teammates, it's not fun.
Hub?
Guys, I hope everybody knows that I consider this fun.
You know, Hub, I think you hit a great point there.
This is not fun.
I think we got a new segment on the show. Is this fun or not fun? Right? Because we are not the show that's like, this is serious sports, and then coming up fun, and then back to serious sports. We like to try to have fun the entire time and believe that sports even themselves could be fun.
If you're not careful, we might insert some fun into your sports. Watch out.
And
here's
the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
sometimes the sports gets in the way of the fun. But you know what I mean?
But that doesn't mean that we can't just have a segment that is all about deciphering whether or not something is fun or not.
All right, well, how about this? Let me start.
Okay.
Bulls basketball.
It's fun.
Right?
Oh! Yeah.
Bam!
Yeah, I see what he did there.
Bang!
Yeah, it's fun.
Whoa! He's a stud.
The whole thing.
It's crazy fun.
It's crazy fun.
Yeah! Javonte Green is fun.
He's a stud.
Yes.
Stud. Who? I don't know about
is
stud.
Is he on the team?
He's totally on the team. He might start tonight because Vooch is a game time decision with illness.
With illness. Illness. That's what it is.
Seeing too much red.
No, he's just too ill. That's right.
Oh, don't.
He's got a license.
Yikes.
I do have a par lock for tonight. You want it now or you want to wait till the end of the segment? Little TSL.
It's a good question. Yeah.
Let's snag this quarter hour and.
We'll wait for the parlock. Got a ridiculous piece of audio that I'd like to play before we get out of here as well. We got a little extra show today for you. Bonus mob time. We're on to like 6:10 or so because Chuck takes over at 6:15 with Bulls Pre.
I got to tell you, I've been saving some of the best stuff that I have for between 6:10.
Okay.
Yeah.
3-0 Bulls is exciting. Just full stop. Obviously, a couple of games against Detroit, who their over-under was 25 wins for the season without the number one pick in Cade Cunningham, and then you play the Pelicans with no Zion.
Bums. I grant you all the bums in the world.
But the cool thing about it is, well, there's a couple things, but because it's the NBA and there is so much talent, tonight in Toronto, they're a little undermanned, no Pascal Siakam. But then Knicks, Jazz, Celtics, Sixers, Nets, Mavericks, Warriors, Clippers, Lakers, Blazers, Nuggets, Knicks, Pacers.
Bam, here we
That's
go, Jim.
Your, like that 20 games in a row, or like 15, 20 games in a row, all against playoff teams.
Here we go, Tony.
Every single one. Seriously. Like, and then, Houston, Orlando, you'll have a little bit of a drop-off.
So we'll get a chance to really see it.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're going to get, every game. I think I can count it, but I think it's like 13 consecutive games.
Against playoff teams from last year?
Against real teams, where it's like, oh, okay, well, they're not great, but, oh, they still have Luka. Or, the Nets don't have Kyrie, and Harden isn't as effective with the new officiating, but you still got to play Durant.
The Sixers don't have Ben Simmons, but Tobias Harris is still there and Joel Embiid.
Yeah, so you have the next, after tonight, the next 12, 13 games are all against real teams.
Okay, well then tomorrow let's look at that schedule. Tomorrow let's look at that schedule and make some predictions about where they'll be after that stretch.
Yeah,
because it'll be interesting.
14 games. So after tonight, it's 14 games from the Knicks game Thursday, October 28th, through the Pacers game Monday, November 22nd.
Damn, they got the Knicks on Thursday going up against, I must say, the greatest Thursday night football game in the history of Thursday night football games. See that?
Oh, it's Packers-Cardinals, right?
Packers-Cardinals! There has literally never been a Thursday game in October or later in the Super Bowl era since 1966 that had a combined winning percentage of these two teams. 13-1, are they? 7-0 Cardinals versus the 6-1 Packers on Thursday.
I think you're going to be let down.
That's why I'll be watching Knicks Bulls.
All right, I'm just saying, Packers without, I mean, Devontae Adams we'll see, but placed on the COVID list today.
Oh, that's right.
Bakhtiari still not back. Jair Alexander still not back. Za'Darius Smith still not back. And then Valdez Scantling, Preston Smith, Josh Myers, their center, and Kevin King all still out for the game on Thursday.
Well, then I'll have to focus on Bulls and Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe Aaron Rodgers can do it all by himself against Kyler and the Cardinals, but you're definitely a fun game. And, oh, no, that's the off day for the World Series, right?
Correct.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and then...
Oh, Danny, I would have led with that if we're talking about Thursday. Come on.
My bad. But the thing with the Bulls is, man, and I will say, I know they got some hype for their defense preseason. I was very skeptical about it because of the lack of rim protection. And to be honest with you, I still am. Like, I'm not sold yet.
Oh, I understand. We haven't seen them play a team with badass bigs who attack the rim.
Oh, and even a single elite scorer. You know what I mean? Like who's the best scorer they've played? Brandon Ingram?
Yeah, probably.
Right? So who's obviously a very good NBA?
Jeremy Grant?
Yeah, he's good. But, you know, I mean, again, you're about to get Julius Randle and Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Joel Embiid. Like, you're about to get it. So like I was not as bullish on the defense preseason as some people were, but
man,
they've exceeded my expectations even against bums.
Like, that defense, especially Caruso and Ball and the way that's rubbing off on Zach and DeRozan too, like they're all hustling and fighting. Javonte Green, very solid. Javonte Green, he's on the team, by the way.
Yeah, he's on the team.
Shane Javonte Green is
the
there.
The Bulls team?
Yep. 100%.
He's a stud.
The basketball team.
Yeah. And here's the thing about Vooch. The shot has been off, and he's been a little ill. And I guess he is active tonight, but still a game-time decision is what they were saying. On the boards, he is ravenous. What do you have, 16 on Saturday night? I think he had 16
19.
Rebounds. 19?
19
rebounds.
And then 15 in the opener.
15 in the opener, 19 rebounds on Saturday night. Just, and I love to see that because that's a dude who has gotten fat as a scorer the past couple years in Orlando, and the points and shots are not going to be there as much as they were even last year down the stretch here in Chicago now with all these offensive options, and he needs to be ravenous on the boards.
Playing a lineup with Ball, Caruso, DeRozan, LaVine, and Vooch should just be wildly entertaining basketball at all times. It kind of shocks me that they've been able to get away with it as much as they have because it's just small. That is just a small lineup. You are asking Caruso to play up. You're asking LaVine to play up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's going.
Helps that Lonzo's big and has long arms too.
Definitely. And efforts and right, so much of defense is being pesky, and they're doing an incredible job of getting into passing lanes and tip balls and help defense and all of that stuff. But like, to me, that is just, you can't do that lineup against Philly, right? You just can't do it. You can't do that lineup against New York, right? Like that's just against the Clippers, against the Lakers. You're just not going to be against the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. So I will be that lineup, frankly, should be having a better offensive output than it's had, even though they're 3-0 and they've covered three straight games. But I'm really into it. I'm fascinated by it. I think that they are really fun and really likable. And I cannot wait to see, like, we've been talking Bears all day, right? They've had these two measuring stick games, back-to-back weeks, against the two teams that won the NFC Championship game, and they don't measure up at all. Now we'll get like a month of basketball to see, is it competitive? Like, they're going to have some losses. They'll have some ugly moments. How far behind is the offense?
Right.
Like, what does Billy do with the rotation? Does Patrick Williams shoot? You know what I mean? Like, can he because he's not looking very good to me.
No, he's not looking confident. He's trying to find his spot and figure out what he's doing.
He should even with all these options, he should never have a game with three shot attempts. Like that should just never happen, right? He's too important to the future. So, you know, there's some weird things there still. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure it all out, but
he's trying to be deferential and figuring it all that
and contribute in different ways. I get it, but. He hasn't had double-digit shot attempts yet this season. I don't think he's had more than seven shot attempts in a game yet this year. So, you know, it's obviously not a finished product, but it's they're actually good, and they actually have expectations. So
they do.
Fun.
And you remember the thing that I was talking about when we did our Bulls fun preview? We decided that we were going to make it fun to talk about the Bulls, sometime last week before the opener, about how much they enjoy playing together.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine, after the game Saturday night, said this is the most fun he's ever had playing basketball. The most fun he's ever had. And you can see it. That dude is locked in and excited, and they're all excited to be doing what they're doing.
And going long stretches without, shooting. You know, I know that's early, and I know it's not what you want late, but just very – I think you asked Cowley, would it be an issue – with DeRozan having to not be the main guy because it's Zach's team. Zach looks like he knows that, you know, when it's nut crunching time, like, he'll get the ball, and he's fine with that, and so he wants to get the other guys in early. You like that term?
I think it's nut cutting time.
Nut cutting time. I say crunching time, not cutting time.
I hate nut crunching time.
Sometimes skinny jeans.
No, but sometimes when you try to cross one leg over the other, just pinch your testicles together.
Like, a little long ball Larry situation.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut twice a day.
You're listening to WSCR 670 The Score and WBMX HD2 Chicago, an Odyssey station.
Nut cutting time is a time when drastic actions are required because all other methods have failed. Nut crunching time is not a thing. That's not a thing that exists.
Right.
Yeah. Although, now, here's a link from a moment where Michael Jordan talks about nut crunching time.
Does he really?
So maybe you put it in your head. Maybe.
Nailed it.
Maybe that's how. Yeah.
Yeah. Nut.
I see, but there's crunch time. There's crunch time.
Right.
But that's not nut specific.
Nut cutting.
Yes.
Mine makes more sense.
What?
Nut cutting time. Mm. Wait, who's cutting nuts?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't approve of either, frankly.
Why? So they're equally.
They're equally abhorrent. Yes.
Yeah, but I'd rather crunch them than cut them.
I suppose. I mean, if I got to do one.
Right.
I'll crunch as opposed to cut. I'm with you there.
Thank you. That's really the only point I was trying to make.
Well, the thing is about Zach, though, he knows he can score in bunches. He knows he can score really fast. What did he do? It was a Friday night. He had like 20 points in 6 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. They're
So he knows that can happen at a given time. So if he's letting DeMar get his and letting other people get their shots along the way, he knows he'll have his chance, especially in nut crunching time.
Good old nut crunching time. This is what happens when we're technically off the clock.
Right. None of this counts,
yeah,
right?
The FCC doesn't apply to us right now, right? Because technically we only go till 6.
Let's go.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Let's go.
Not sure.
What do you want to do to the nuts?
Cover your ears, Mitch.
And cutting is the first pick in the nut draft. Crunching is second in the nut verb draft. Anybody else?
I know which one I want. I know exactly which one I want. Hey, Tanny, what's the dump button status at right now?
Yeah, we got a dump button? Yeah, I think we do. Vucevic is starting, by the way.
Okay, good.
Nice.
See?
No more illness.
There it is.
Where's Javonte Green, Ben?
He's on the bench. Damn. It's on the Bulls, though.
What's your parlock?
All right, parlock for the night. And remember, parlays are bets where you put a bunch of things down with one wager, hoping that it happens, and then you get a bigger payout. This, on the other hand, is a parlock.
Yeah.
There's no hope here. This is what we call a guarantee in the biz. Bulls minus 1.5. Zach LaVine over 24.5. Lonzo Ball over 5.5 rebounds. LaVine over 3.5 made threes. Lonzo Ball over 5.5 assists. And Patrick Williams on the comeback over 8.5 points.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know.
Right there.
But that's
the big ask.
That's what kicks this over a little bit.
Yes. That's your part lock for the night. If you're short on your cell phone bill or something like that, put $20 down on that, and you can make like $400.
All right.
Wow.
Put down however much you could afford. That's what I always say.
So it's a 20-1. What does it pay?
It's 23. So I'm 15 to win like 327 or something.
Ooh.
All right.
Or 347.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right. So lunch on me tomorrow.
I like it. I like it. And I'm giving out DeMar going over the 20.5 points for DeMar in the homecoming game against Toronto.
I've had FOMO. I have the Bulls over for big for the season at 41.5.
Yeah.
But I haven't bet them in any of the games, and they're 3-0 against the spread. So now I'm like, do I jump in? Like, because people haven't completely caught up to it.
Yeah, they're favored by what, 1.5 tonight, I think?
I saw it 3 earlier. It came down, Shane, only 1.5?
Yeah, I got it at 1.5.
Okay, maybe that was with the Vooch news uncertain or something like that. But, yeah, so I feel like I've missed the boat a little bit. I haven't bet on them individually in any of these games.
It's your opportunity to get back in big.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, especially because after this, with the 14 games that are coming, you might be hesitant.
Yeah, but I mean, I kind of like them getting points is the thing. Like get the Bulls as an underdog to me is actually a little bit more appealing than laying it on the road in these spots. But congratulations, you went 3-0, right?
I went 3-0 in Parkins versus Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel. I have caught Owen.
That's right. Well, no, Owen.
No, you haven't.
You haven't.
Damn it.
Yeah. If Owen wins tonight, he's 9-8-1. He laid the 4.5 with the Saints, and you are 9-9.
I'm 9-9.
I was surprised that he gave me his reasoning for laying 4.5 for the Saints when we got to your house on Saturday. Like the first thing he said to me.
He's locked in.
Yeah, and then he asked for Marta.
How did Owen do against Gus?
Man, Gus K from Golf Mill Ford every Thursday. Just picking it like a 70% clip.
Really?
And I'm picking it like 68% in that. I'm crushing it this season.
Speaks, how's your pick segment with Jeffrey M. Leving?
It's pronounced leaving. All right.
That's what we should be doing right
Establish
now.
Establish that.
It's time to go, yeah. Thank you to Mark Grody and Boomer Esiason. They are and were our guests and our friends. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell. He runs the Twitch chat and the video stream. Thank you, sir. Thank you to my lovely wife for spoiling me rotten this birthday weekend. Man, she's a trooper. Thank you guys very much for coming out. Hope you had a decent time. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. Bulls basketball coming up. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
I hated it. I hated it. That's all I'm going to say.
What explanation did they give to you?
That's all I'm going to say. It was an embarrassment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.